brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Really important radio broadcast lined up for you today. Every day, just things get more and more serious, more and more pertinent to all of our lives as there is a quickening of evil activities on a planetary scale and also the activities of the good against the corruption, against the evil. We are joined by Anthony J. Hilder to talk about the economic planned meltdown coming up in 1 hour. And then David Ray Griffin, who's been one of the scholarly proponents of exposing the fact that 9/11 was and is an inside job. A lot of new developments there. He'll be breaking down the fraudulent NIST report, which has now discredited the criminal government even more. So that is coming up in the third hour of the broadcast today. We're also going to have open phones in this hour and throughout the interviews with our guests that are coming up, and we'll have open phones coming up in the fourth hour today as well when we do not have a guest on the show. Okay, let me go ahead and go through the news here financially. Remember, the IMF and World Bank documents that were released in 2001, went public 2002, Bilderberg, moles that we have reported to us 5 years ago and then 3 years ago, that the New World Order was planning a controlled financial implosion for bank consolidation and to trick the American people and the people of Europe and England, as well as Australia and Japan, the industrialized world, into signing on in the name of a bailout. But the bailout itself is a new financial order, as the Wall Street Journal and as the Chinese government and many others have been stating. A new financial order is being born out of that. And what you have is the Treasury Department becoming a giant hedge fund and being given total and complete basically godhood. Just no government is above it. No government is equal. No oversight. No investigation. No one is even allowed to look at what they are doing. That is exactly what we are dealing with here. Now, Sunday, the Congress met in secret. They'd only done that, five times in the 230-plus year history. Now the Congress is meeting in secret every few weeks and then not even officially announcing it. The five previous times, it had, of course, been a big deal. Now they do it, and it's just, oh, well, that's what they do. They meet in secret. And now we have the financial plan that has been put forward, and it clearly states that no investigation, no guessing, no second guessing, no oversight of any type by Congress or anyone else, any court in the land. Now, I mean, this is just tyranny on its face. Let me read to you Section 8 of the, quote, bailout package. Decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. No court of law, no nothing. This is above the law, the very definition of hardcore tyranny. The very definition of extreme tyranny. So we're going to break that down. I mean, no one can say, however the course runs, that it wasn't obvious, that we weren't warned, that we weren't given a chance to say no to this.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, just a program note before I launch into all of the news, which is the greatest importance that we've ever covered here on the air in all my years on air. Before I get to that, I would not be here today if things were not so important. My children got a stomach bug this weekend, and then my wife got it yesterday with all the that goes along with the stomach bug, and I undoubtedly have it right now. I am my mouth's watering, and I am attempting to wait to vomit during the breaks, but I am going to be on air today for the full 4 hours, and I am going to be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours tonight. If the hair lifts the admiral, that's God's will, and I'm sure I can handle it. It's no problem. It's really no big deal. But if I hear me pause or if I have to go to music here and there during the show, I will be doing that. Okay, let me compose myself here for a moment and then launch into the news and information. Hold on one moment. All right. This is a organized, orchestrated implosion, not just of the United States economy or the economy of North America, but the economy on a planetary scale. This is not our opinion. This is admitted. Here are just some of the headlines. The Associated Press has a paragraph in one of its articles. White House admits it drew up bailout plans months ago. ABC News is also reporting that. We always hear no one could have seen this or heard of this coming. Well, actually, the White House has admitted they drew up the bailout plan months ago. White House Deputy Press Secretary insisted that the plan was not slapped together and had been drawn up as a contingency over previous months and weeks by administration officials. Acknowledged lawmakers were getting only days to pursue it, but he said this should be enough. But the government did nothing real to prevent the financial meltdown. Instead, it let the meltdown happen and is now trying to ram through a terrible, counterproductive legislation drafted previously by other fear tactics. Here is another one. Nice condensed story here of the Wall Street Journal and Reuters, my George Washington blogspot. It's up on Infowars.com. Bernanke admits bailout is not aimed at helping taxpayers. Apologists for the bailout plan say that it will have a trickle-down benefit for taxpayers, but this is the testimony to the Senate today. Bernanke pretty much admitted the bailout isn't aimed at helping taxpayers. Specifically, as the Wall Street Journal summarizes, Bernanke used his time to argue for not buying assets at fire sale prices in the Treasury $700 billion bailout proposal. Mr. Bernanke said the Treasury plan should have taxpayers buy the assets and hold them at close to their maturity value. Removing the assets, he said, would bring liquidity back to markets, unfreezing credit markets, reduce uncertainty, and allow banks to attract private capital. As Reuters has the transcript, he goes over that. He says, we cannot impose punitive measures on institutions that chose to sell the assets. Still, he acknowledged that the precise approach of doing so hadn't been determined. Now, again, the dirty secret of the bailout, 32 words that none dare utter. Decision by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court or law or administrative agency. Notice the last of the big brokerage firms standing is Goldman Sachs. These are just fronts or cutouts, receivership windows to carry out the criminal activities. Where does Paulson come from? Secretary of the Treasury, former head of Goldman Sachs. Where do you see the Japanese and the Chinese and the Arabs dumping their money now? Where do you see Warren Buffett dumping $5 billion yesterday? In Goldman Sachs. It clearly is going to be the only one left standing in this, while the real assets and the bailout money is fenced through these institutions and then used to be leveraged against other corporations and the real economy to further consolidate those criminally. Here's another one. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley may look to buy regional banks. See, snatching up. You have the former head of Goldman Sachs, who's the Treasury Secretary, carrying out the private Fed operations for the private shareholders. Then they control the federal regulators that go and shut down and consolidate and take over what banks they want. They go in and grab them and then hand them to private interest and then buy up whatever assets are there with U.S. tax money and then hand the assets to private interest. Do you understand how big a criminal operation this is? And if you don't like it, Northcom Army Brigades are standing by, Army Times. Congress doesn't like it, the troops will move. If the troops don't follow orders, the black op operations will detonate neutron bombs in D.C. and New York and say Al-Qaeda did it. Now, if you know how to read the Army reports and the British reports and the think tank reports, they have told the world that's what they'll do. They say, oh, if people rebel and take over capitals, we'll use neutron bombs on them. We've got a gun up against our head. They're robbing your pension funds, your future, your currency. And if that isn't enough, they're saying you have to pay the taxes on the inflation of the money down the road. Meanwhile, you hear the domesticated public on talk radio and on TV news shows saying, well, we don't like the bailout, but we have to save the economy. This is the organized destruction of the economy. Stocks fall and failed to sustain advance on Buffett Goldman. Stocks unable to sustain gain on Buffett $5 billion investment. Markets uneasy over bailout. That's the plan, is to blow them out so they can have a fire sale. It's what this is. This is a fire sale. Here's another one. This is the Philadelphia News, Philadelphia Inquirer. Secretary Paulson, taxpayer hedge fund. That's not Alex Jones saying that last week and Monday and all our guests. That's even mainstream news saying, look, to put it in layman's terms, they are allowing select last man standing hedge funds like Goldman Sachs and maybe Morgan Stanley to where they can engage in short selling, naked shorting, they can engage in every criminal activity openly that's openly illegal, but they openly engage in it. No one else is allowed to, and they're given unlimited capital from the Treasury to do it. Just, this is worse than bank robbery. This is just absolute criminality times a billion. It is, nothing ever has even come close to this. This is just, and again, Army brigades are standing by if you don't like it. This, and the police and military are not bad people on average. They don't know. They're compartmentalized. The average stockbroker, the average banker doesn't even understand this because these are low-level compartmentalized individuals. That's how our society is designed. It's so complex that no one can be an expert in every area or even a couple areas. It's general knowledge you need to get and get quickly, police and military, to understand what's happening here. If you don't understand it, let me just read to you again from Section 8 of the bank robbery bill, the legalized complete looting of everything. Decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. That's PDD 51 being implemented through the financial structure, and that's what PDD 51 states. Military, terrorist, financial, or any other crisis, the Security Council, the President, Homeland Security, the Treasury, they can do whatever they want, including arresting citizens secretly, torturing citizens secretly. Even if the Army tribunals find you not guilty secretly, the President or any of his designates can order your secret execution. That's all in there in the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51. And listen to me. FBI agents, cops, lawyers, people that think you know what's going on and don't, and think you can just ignore what I just said. Why don't you go read PDD 51, PDD 51. Google it. You'll be on whitehouse.gov. Why don't you go read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act? It's only 20-something pages. Why don't you go read the Military Commissions Act and then go read what Cornell and Harvard Law and Jonathan Turley have said about it? Go read it for yourself. They prepared all of this. What did we say they'd do? They would stage a terror attack. First, they would have a fake drug war like they brought down the Chinese government over 100 years ago. A black market to corrupt the police, create huge criminal hordes, build a prison grid, a surveillance grid, an informant grid. Because Americans wouldn't have put up 30 years ago with, we're going to have informants and everybody spying on you because you may be terrorists. People say, that's ridiculous. But, oh, you want to stop the crackheads, don't you? Then they put that grid in place, covertly start having the military take over local police departments, CIA, you name it. Then they stage terror attacks to roll out the Stasi, to roll out the surveillance grid. Then they implode the government and activate continuity of government, shadow government, to guard their criminal exit, their escape with the gold, their escape with the cash, their escape with all the assets. They've got to bring in tyranny to block the people and the Congress and the legislatures from ever bringing them to justice. Now look, there's no stopping this now. That's pretty much a foregone conclusion. But at least we can know who to blame. When your grandma has her pension fund taken, police, remember, your masters did it. When you don't get a pension fund, remember, your masters did it. When people are starving in the streets, remember, your bosses did it. When this country fully falls apart, for God's sakes, don't blame it on the American people and yourself. Know who to blame, okay? Because out of this, we can still probably get control of the government. There's a way to do it, to get around the neutron weapons and to get the government back. Stay with us.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 24th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $898. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $924.12, $462.06 for half ounce, and $231.03 for quarter ounce. That's $924.12, $462.06, and $231.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes? comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us.
Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum.
Can run on for a long time.
Voices calling, voices crying.
Can run on.
Some are born and some are dying.
Sooner or later, I'm going to cut you down.
It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind.
White House admits they drew on the bailout months ago. Just like they massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops, and 2 terror task force groups, and signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan on September 10th.
It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
They called
and measured 100 weight
the military in that morning to watch the big screen TVs all over the nation and the world as the planes came into the towers and said nothing. Cynthia McKinney's now testified that on the day of 9/11 they walked in, men from the FBI and other agencies, and gave them talking points and said, this is what you're supposed to say. You bastards planned all of this. And a lot of you that went along with this evil, you're going to now get to, well, reap what you sow, as they say. We all will in the end. When we come back in the next long segment, I'm going to break down what we're facing. And what I mean by neutron weapon decapitation, it's very key to understand the enemy operations, the enemy battle plans, and to understand what we face as a society as we begin to go downhill in this planned criminal consolidation, this military bloodbath worldwide, the financial meltdown that is only just now beginning. The controlled collapse, the controlled consolidation. And there's all this other news I have. Foreign press reports, Marriott Marine Mystery. This is all over the foreign press, French news, British news, Saudi news, Pakistani news, Qatar news, but not in our news. Foreign press reports, Marriott Marine's Mystery. Editor's note from Infowars.com. Online newspapers in Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar are reporting unusual behavior by U.S. Marines at the Marriott in Islamabad prior to the attacks on the hotel. As usual, this was reported by the U.S. or European corporate media. Well, there was some European, actually. But before that, hotel got blown to bits. EPA against limiting rocket fuel and tap water. AP. That's just some of the news. And the really big news, U.S. troops and homeland crowd control patrols for the United States. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Welcome to your life. Live, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us, Anthony J. Hilder. He's going to be with us in about 27 minutes. John, I'm going to take some calls on the economy and the news we're covering before he joins us, so I'm going to launch my IM down here in Texas. You can fill it up with folks at 1-800-259-9231. Okay, let me run through the news. I started in on the financial information. By the way, I forgot to do this. I had a financial expert last night, a legal expert on finances, do an analysis of that bill. I mean, I've done my own, But he sent it this morning to Trey, Bob, and I forgot to tell Trey to print that in his email. Will you go get him to print the email on the bailout analysis that I had separately done? Because I wanted to make sure of this. So I had one of our advisors do their own analysis of it. And I wanted to go over that section by section. Just the particular section alone that I keep going over is decisions by the Secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency, which is the most extreme financial tyranny imaginable. It's not even a conflict of interest. It's far worse than that. It is criminal to have the former head of Goldman Sachs sitting in the office of the Secretary of the Treasury, piping hundreds of billions of dollars into his own company in front of everyone. But that itself pales in significance to the fact that selectively hedge funds, banks, and financial institutions are under his regulatory control, and the Treasury, along with the private Federal Reserve, working in tandem, are deciding on what banks are bought, what their supposed assets are worth, who the banks are handed over to. They are handing the banks and brokerage firms over to other banks and brokerage firms, the top tier. There's only about five of them. There are no books, no investigations, no transparency, no federal agencies involved, no state agencies. In fact, they're saying in this bailout, the scam out is a better word for it, this total looting that no one can even look at. So in secret, under a national security envelope, the Secretary of the Treasury can send regulators in to claim that banks are bankrupt or defunct or have engaged in activities that are violations of law selectively, and then hand them over to the Allied Crime Syndicate. So this is the international banking cartel eating all the other banks and brokerage firms. And then while that is going on, Paulson says internationally, not just U.S.-based banks or U.S. subsidiaries of international banks, but any banking institution, any brokerage firm in the world, you hear, quote, we'll bail them out. What that really means is we will go and pay off their executives, pay off their board of directors, pay off their chairman, pay off their CEOs to roll their institutions under this larger umbrella. And they're calling it a new world order international system that is emerging. And it's being called that in hundreds of different publications. This is not Alex Jones getting on the air and telling you this. This is in the Philadelphia News. This is in the Associated Press. This is on Bloomberg saying the president has dictatorial banking power. They just announce it like it's no big deal. So with your money, you're pledged to pay it. You're not bailing out banks so the economy doesn't go under. This is the economy going under. They are pushing the economy under. They've done everything they can. Remember 2.5 years ago, after Bilderberg said pop the real estate bubble to create a consolidation, how suddenly they came out and badmouthed the economy and did everything they could to drive down the dollar and lower the interest rates so that international bodies would start dumping the dollar? And then as soon as they started pushing it under, they said, okay, now it's sliding too fast. We want a controlled implosion, as the Financial Times of London reported almost 2 years ago. This is too fast. So they're gauging it. They're governing it. They throttle the economy down. If it looks like it might try to burst out of this controlled implosion, and if it looks like it's imploding too fast, they pump it back up. This is a virtuoso. This is a master conductor with thousands of instruments and a huge symphony of economic annihilation, a symphony of destruction. With Paulson and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers up there carrying this out with precision. This isn't mismanagement. If three black vans pull up in front of a bank and pile in with men wearing black masks and submachine guns and with precision shut off the electronic alarm and put duct tape on everybody's mouths and shove them down on the floor and go up with the codes to the vault and punch it in and go in and steal the gold and the silver and the diamonds and the cash, that's not mismanagement. That is a precision robbery. But it's done by old men in suits on TV, completely steely-eyed, totally focused when you watch them before Congress or on television, putting out their party line. And you notice the party line's what's scary. They're not even really lying. They're saying, no, this is to help Wall Street. No, this is to help the consolidation. No, this is to shore things up in a crisis they created. And to them, there will be peace when they own and run everything. And when the world population's been totally shackled and put into a worldwide cashless society, world ID system, there will be peace. Kind of like the peace after a battlefield when it's strewn with dead. Oh, there is peace with the carrion birds circling overhead. So this multifaceted implosion by design of the economy and the criminal consolidation is in full swing. This is from one of my legal sources who wishes to not be named in this particular analysis. Dear Alex, there are four onerous and unparalleled aspects of the bailout. And again, everything that's in here is in the articles. One is it is exempt from sunset laws. It will never go away. Two, it is hugely broad and it covers all institutions. Three, it allows the dollar amount of purchase at any one time, which is essentially a blank check for buying all the commercial paper touching on a mortgage or bank or any other security that will ever exist in the world. As I read it, it entirely removes any monetary limit from the capacity of the secretary to buy securities. Last, it allows the secretary to sell any asset purchased and use the funds for operations indefinitely. This removes the treasury from any shade of congressional oversight and that the treasury will no longer depend on congressional appropriations to function. See, it's setting up. It's the Federal Reserve getting rid of the treasury is basically what's happening. I believe that what this bailout really does is cover the hot checks the current administration has written and provides a new funding mechanism to supplement and eventually replace the IRS code. This bill could ultimately give the Treasury the power to seize and sell all our homes to cover banking failures or any other assets for that matter. That's exactly what it is. And read the presidential executive orders going back about seizing land, work brigades. We need a master Rosetta Stone article that goes through all these bullet points. See, here's what's happening. The private Federal Reserve has taken full control of the Treasury through the executive and now Congress about to pass this bailout, at least on paper. You know, it's already going on, but they are certifying it, giving it some, you know, legalistic cover, at least on the surface. And they are going out with naked shorts with shorts. They only ban that against their institutions, which is already over a third of the, quote, U.S. economy. And then they've created over a quadrillion or a thousand trillion, hundreds of times more than all the assets in the world. And so now they need to somehow trick the Congress and the public that it's a bailout when all they're getting us to contractually, at least verbally, to agree to is to be bound to this and to have to pay on it. And so this is debt serfdom that is being engineered. And so the banks, the private central coterie or inner sanctum in the New World Order is waging war against any banks they don't own or control, brokerage firms consolidating them all, regional banks, other international banking syndicates that were smaller. They are attacking the real economy, thousands of real corporations that are traded on the stock exchanges. They're hammering them down right now with unlimited capital, snatching them up. This is a giant blob absorbing everything in its path. Everything we said they were gearing up to do, what the IMF and World Bank documents state they were doing. This has nothing to do with the mortgages. That is only the surface reason to implement this, as we told you almost 3 years ago, that they would use that as the cover for the implosion and then blame it on the American people. We're going to be blamed for the terror attacks that our criminal government launched. It's going to be brought out internationally, and it is. British, Italian, Russian, Japanese TV. It's going to be brought out that our government ordered the rape of children in front of their parents, as is now declassified by the government itself. And they won't declassify anything else. They won't declassify 50-year-old stuff, but they'll release what they want. We're going to be blamed for the economic implosion, everything. Bush, the little puppet's going to be blamed. Cheney, why do you think they're buying ranches in Paraguay and lavish homes and armored compound citadels in Dubai and Switzerland? They're leaving. The money all left 2 years ago. Cheney dumped all his dollars and his U.S. assets 2.5 years ago. Warren Buffett dumped it years ago. They're leaving. They're burning us down. All these fools drive around with American flags on their car, listening to the heroin head Rush Limbaugh, thinking he's conservative. If he's conservative, so is Lenin. You got suckered, and you got suckered good. And I'm telling you, you can still turn some of this around if a lot of you fake conservatives will just grow up. And if you fake liberals, again, you're not even what you believe you are, we'll just grow up, we could turn a lot of this around. It really is a shame. And there is such denial out there. Such unparalleled, unprecedented denial. Last Thursday, or 7 days ago, the Army Times came out, not with a bang, but with a whimper, and just said, yeah, they're going to rotate through combat brigades and train them basically for martial law, civil insurrection, rioting in the United States, and deploy them in the U.S. And it says that in there, and NORTHCOM stated that, and that's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. What do people go into that article on Infowars.com that we reposted? And what do they say? What do they say about the article that Paul Watson wrote today? U.S. troops in Homeland crowd control patrols from October 1st. They go in there and they say, hey, this is just training. I guess Waco was training. I guess in New York City, when troops come up and yell and scream at you, at me on video and tell me not to videotape in America, that's just training, them cussing at me in my face. I guess it's just training when John Warner Defense Authorization Act says martial law, says that the feds take over the governors and deal with insurrection. I guess troops coming up to me in Central Texas running checkpoints on the side of the road saying, turn your cameras off. I guess that isn't real either, huh? Or the Marines in the mid-80s raiding gun shops in Virginia secretly? You mean that whole giant black op? You mean that's training? Is that what that is? Is this looting the Treasury? Is that training? Is the CIA opening public offices in every major city? Is that just training? Are the face-scanning cameras, are those just training? Are the infrared cameras they're putting up that face scan you, just like they put up in Iraq, so you can be killed from the air? Is that just training? Is this whole control grid they put in, and these thumb scanners to buy and sell that are going in all over the place, and grocery stores and churches and malls and bookstores, is that for training? Are cops crawling out of our ears? Is that for training? Stop living in denial, little boys. This isn't a drill. This isn't an exercise. Any more than the Georgians running drills with the U.S. and Israel the week before they struck South Ossetia. Was that just training? This is it, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. And when the troops are rolling down your streets and there's rioting and starving in the streets, don't you dare tell me that's a drill, too. God help us. God help the denial and the mindlessness that goes on out there. 9 years ago, I witnessed with my eyeballs Marines training to take our guns, to put Americans on their knees and blow our heads off, and to take your children from you. And then we found out they were secretly training the preachers to tell their congregations to turn in their guns and go to camps. And a year and a half after we broke that here, it came out in the mainstream news. This is real. This is happening, and they're going to launch the operation unless we expose it.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Right. What if I say I will never surrender? What if I say I will never surrender? That's right. Who are you? Absolutely. All right, I said I'd take calls. Joel, Scott, Bill, Richard, Robert, get Hilder on about 10 after. Joel in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about how the New World Order has crippled our morality. The moment that they decided that we were overpopulated, the next child born was under a death sentence. Now, think about what that means. Some kid in Bangladesh, no judge, no jury, or guilt, they're under a death sentence. Under our system of law, we have to have at least a hearing, a trial, presenting of evidence. But
what kind of telephone are you on? What kind of telephone are you on?
It's on a Skype.
Man, it's bad.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I just wanted to warn, just like you've been trying to warn, all those who think they are good. Are they any better than an innocent child that is under that death sentence?
That's right. The United Nations and the World Bank and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all these eugenics organizations are just out there engaging in just unbelievable stuff. And I'll just remind the police and military, the criminals that run our government put deadly poison in your water supply, too, and call it fluoride. It's a cocktail of things, and there's no doubt it's poisonous, and there's no doubt they put it in there on purpose. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just, it's crazy.
Well, let's not lose our morality, not for money or anything.
I hear you, man. I really appreciate your call, Joel. Let's talk to Scott in Arizona. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
Oh, I'm really great.
Hey, I just wanted to call in. I really enjoyed having Steve Quayle, hearing that on there yesterday. He was great to hear him. I really believe that he's on to something there. I think that I've always felt it in my gut, and you always talk about how your gut is what you should listen to. I feel it in my gut that something's, you know, it's going to happen this year. I just have a hard time you know, they're trying to move at the heat of the moment, and if they let something cool down and build back up and they got something moving right now and they're in their favor, so I just think that they're going to keep moving that way, you know, instead of starting and stopping. So I think that is something is going to happen before the end of the year. And the other thing is I hear that, you know, when they had that last money that they gave everybody in those checks that we borrowed from China on that. And the other thing is I heard that we're now, if we go into the $700 billion bailout, which we know won't even cover anything, I heard that they're going to start leveraging, like, Air Force bases and all kinds of our
that
assets.
Was always the plan, to go into receivership. The New York Times is saying that cities are going to be handed over to private interest. Now remember, the private interest engineered this. They engineer the crisis, and it's definitely done by design. But even if people don't believe that, it's admitted that they created it, and then they get to be in the catbird seat and run the next phase, and then it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yep, that's exactly what I feel. I think that Steve Quayle, though, I'm glad you had him on the show. I really feel that he's got something. I believe that he's right on that.
Well, I agree with Stephen about 95% of what he says. You know, he goes that extra 5% into some things that I can't prove one way or the other, and I just stick with what I can deal with. But it was a very interesting radio interview, and we appreciate him joining us. We'll be right back with Bill, Richard, Robert, and others. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.